And then there were some elderly women who spoke to us together with my wife, who mentioned about such activities as a midday, that they at one time in their forefathers, I believe, and so dramatically feared such subject before the Christianity actually took hold in everybody's life in their area, which is the same applicable into the southeast region of the Hudson Bay and into the west coast of James Bay. And that is what I have done for this project. I also visit Thompson, Manitoba at the same time, and in Thompson I was not able to find an elder that I could speak to, although there were some elders that I knew in that community. But unfortunately, these age group, in my age group, they were more interested in sitting in a bar than talking about their traditional belief and practices. It was very unfortunate to have some elders that really disregard their ancestral background and then cultural background. But that's the situation is. There is nothing else that we can do. And in that time, we returned from Thompson on a charter, which has cost us $3,000 to return. That was not my money. That was my wife. She had made a loan to make this trip and had asked me to join her. And I had truly appreciated it and gives me a chance to visit some people. So that was part of my project. And then I was not able to do anything at the meanwhile, but still able to speak to some people late in the night to phone them, and also to speak off and on to the local elders that we have that are remaining. There are not so many elders remain in our community, those who wish to speak about such topics. None, I would say. There's nobody who wish to speak about such topic anymore. There is an elder that is over 84, probably 90, who doesn't really care about such thing. Only make fun of it. And it's still, even though when he makes fun of it, at least he's telling me the outline of the subject. And I thank him for that just the same. And there are those who are under 80 that are still living. And those also do not care much about the subject. They do like to tell a story about the legends where people are mystical and powerful, and they also tell a story about those who have in the past been the shamans or middeung, and mostly tells a story how those people tragically end their life, which is very unfortunate to have that kind of a story. It's as usual. We usually hear the stories that are negative than that are positive. And because the positive stories are usually forgotten, and they do not have the same impact as the tragic stories in our memories. And that is humanity. That's a human mind that we must understand. Somehow, my purpose of this project is to ask that one simple question. And it has brought out many, many answers. I have spoken to many people in all those communities from James Bay to the south, and from Moosonee and right up to the York Factory, people who have lived there. And they all have the same characters in their mind is like that. Which brings me back to make a comment about these.